Den CD-Tipp von der Woche von Radio Ara geht euch präsentiert von der Wochenzeitung Vox. Vox, die andere Wochenzeitung.
Good afternoon. Richard from the Offbeat Show here, and I've been presenting this week's CD tip. And we've been listening to tracks from Joe Jackson's album Hope and Fury. It was released on April 10th through Ear Music. And critics have praised the album, highlighting it as mature, often cynical, and yet highly polished. It's a triumph of blending styles and merging sounds from his lengthy career. And for the mass audience, the tracks are quite smooth and inviting, but for the more thoughtful listener and the longtime fans, it's probably Jackson's more non-conformist attitude which holds their interest. And having sold more than 2 million albums over the past 47 years, Joe Jackson has definitely retained a worldwide recognition. In this, my final selection, Jackson examines English society 100 years apart, and he called it the album's saddest track. The first half of the song is based on a family in 1922, and the second half looks at an equivalent family 100 years later in the aftermath of the COVID pandemic. This is End of the Pier.
Dog. doctors never tell you what's the point. Why get away when you've got the whole world on a screen? Put on your mask, take your ID for flashing lights, CCTV, a safe and fun, free atmosphere. The plastic chandeliers at the end of the beer. La la la, 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 jokes, no video games. Who's left to cry? Who's left to cheer for the end of the pier?
You heard the track End of the Pier, and that was taken from Joe Jackson's album Hope and Fury, which is available via Ear Music. Hope you enjoyed this week's CD tip. Thanks for listening. Adi, and bis nächstes Mal.
Den CD-Tipp von der Woche für Radio Ara gibt es präsentiert von der Wochenzeitung Vox.
Vox, wenn sie nicht liest, kann nicht mehr schwätzen.